This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, welcome to the show at 8:06. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org, racing out of Kannapolis, North Carolina for volunteer fire departments. Check them out on Facebook and like that page as well. Big show, Tommy Prater with the ARCA Mobile 200. If you haven't heard, they've got a brand new website up. And of course, it's arcamobile200.com and all the updates. And now, tickets are available. They're getting hold of all the people that got tickets last year. And this is going to be another big event. Tommy will be on the way here in just a few minutes. Joe McCardle with Sunny South Raceway. The Bandolero School is today. And if you've ever wanted to think about just trying to get into racing, this would be the day to do it. There are some showers in the area. You can go to sunnysouthraceway.org to make sure it's still going to run, but it looks like it's a good way to go. And also some pretty great audio. NASCAR has just kicked it off in Daytona, had some showers, finally got on the track yesterday, and now Tony Stewart, if you haven't heard this, I even had it on the Facebook page, talks about being back at Daytona. And I tell you, one guy that is ready to go, and I've got him first on the show, is Matt Weaver. And Matt, good morning. Welcome back to the show. Daytona, are you ready?
Good morning, Kane. Yeah, I'm excited. You know, the off season for me isn't so long. I've got a lot of stuff going on in December and January too.
It's about 2 weeks, right?
Right. But it's always good to see cars on track at Daytona because it means that the 500 is just around the corner.
Well, let's talk about some of the, you know, obviously I want to talk about also about last week and your experience at the Ice Bowl in Talladega and, you know, just the awesomeness to see Red Farmer out there in his dirt late model. But before we get there, you know, there have been some good stories. And what have you been keeping track of as you've been watching and what you've experienced so far? Obviously, rain delay has been a big thing down to Daytona, but what's been the biggest news behind it? Because it sounds like there's some changes on the cars too, possibly.
Well, you know, I usually don't enjoy covering the preseason test date because, in my opinion, you really don't learn anything. The restrictor plate racing package is so vastly different, as you know, from the racing they do the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. But usually you go down to Daytona and the drivers are just getting acclimated. You pay attention to some of the new faces and new places. So you're looking at teams like, you know, Kurt Busch and Kevin Harvick going over to Stuart Haas Racing. That's one of our key stories that I'm looking at. But the other story is, you know, a friend to our region, Chase Elliott, mm-hmm. announces his full-time nationwide deal, Junior Motorsports. That's been a really cool angle to follow, to talk to Dale Jr. and the Hendrick Motorsports guys about him coming over. And, you know, the one big story that's looming large over mm-hmm. Daytona is now, I think two stories, really. Yeah. One, you've got Jimmy Johnson going for his seventh championship. Jeez. And there's a special car number that's going to be turning laps, the number three, number three, and that was quite a sight to behold for testing.
Yeah, and you know, it was something to see that number three hauler pulling back into Daytona. One of the other guys that covers NASCAR for us, Dustin Long with MRN, had a couple pictures on his Facebook page, and it just, you almost get chills seeing that three again. And we talked about this before. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Most people say, hey, bring back that three. Even the diehard fans say, yeah, it's time to do it.
Yeah, this is the perfect time. You know, a lot of fans are going to look at it as Dale Earnhardt's number, and it is, but it's also Richard Childress's number, and it's Austin's number. It's the only number he's ever known. You know, we talked about Chase Elliott, and I think it's interesting to look at his situation too, because, you know, even though Bill is still perfectly healthy, he's still with us, that's a legendary number in itself too, the number nine.
Yeah.
And, you know, he hasn't got the negative feedback that Austin has got for running the three, but it's a very similar deal. This is the number that Chase has ran his entire life. The number three is the number that Austin Dillon has run his entire life. So, So this is his number. It's a new start for the number three. It's a chance for him to put his own mark on it, and I think he's going to be very successful, especially 5 to 10 years down the road.
Well, you know, something else that you talk about changes the three, you know, the Earnhardt name, and now Chip Ganassi has removed that Earnhardt name from his team.
Yeah, you know, two things on that, the Ganassi bit. Mm-hmm. It is Ganassi Racing, powered by Felix Sabatis.
Yes.
And Penske. Penske is no longer Penske Racing or Penske Championship Racing. Both the NASCAR and IndyCar teams are using the same name. It's now Team Penske.
Now, let me ask you, is this just to confuse the fans? Is it a tax write-off? Why are they doing this now?
You know, I don't know if there's any tax implications, but I do know that it's just a matter of, you know, streamlining, just recognizability for people to know, yes, this is the same Penske. This is, you know, Team Penske that runs the Indy 500. Mm-hmm. This is Team Penske that won the 2012 Cup Series Championship.
Well, you know, as we look forward to Daytona, it's neat to see the testing. You mentioned Bill Elliott, but even Rusty Wallace excited to get in the car and run some laps as well. So that's kind of cool to see him back in the Blue Deuce just for testing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I think NASCAR is at an important stage of its growth right now. And NASCAR is always growing, even at times when, you know, maybe TV numbers are down or attendance numbers are down. The sport is still growing in other ways. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when they grow and when they expand, I think at times they grow and move too far away from its past. And I think having Bill Elliott come down and test a car and having Rusty test a car and having the three back on the track alongside the 43 and all these other cool ties that are still current but connected to the past, is something that NASCAR, the entire sport, must do in order to bridge that gap. Because I think that sometimes you have racing fans and NASCAR fans who aren't exactly the same. Yeah. And you kind of do a disservice to the racing fans, the traditional fans, the old school fans. And this is something to bring them back in and say, hey, this is something familiar. Come give our current product a try, too, because I think you'll have a lot of fun watching it.
Yeah, and the cars are changing a little bit, and, you know, we'll see. And they always do this in Daytona testing. Just little fine tweaks here and there to try to slow them down. And people like Chad Knaus and some of the best guys in the garage, they get around it, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. You know, it's just as competitive as ever on both the driver front and on the mechanical and engineering front. It's a day-to-day battle, and, you know, they're racing on the track and off it, too.
You know, one more thing Junior Nation needs to react to is Steve LaParte's deciding to leave Hendrick Racing and that team to actually go on to TV. So it's a different situation, kind of difficult. What do you think is going to happen this year?
You know, much in the same way that we talked about Kevin Harvick's situation as a lame duck last year, you know, you can already hear the conversation starting to swirl when they made this announcement on Thursday that now this is a lame duck team, and you know, I'm gonna be blunt. The thing that's most frustrating is that I think Earnhardt's going to have another Earnhardt-like season.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be, you know, maybe a win, maybe two. He'll be a consistent presence. I don't think he's going to be a championship favorite. And when it turns out that way, the answer is going to be, well, it's because it was a lame duck scenario.
Of course, and
it's
because excuses are already written, right.
Yeah, well, it's the media's fault for making a big deal out of Steve LaParte leaving. No, Steve left. He wanted to do what was best for, you know, the future of his career and his family. And, you know, it's up to the driver and team, everyone involved at Hendrick Motorsports, to put the pieces together and go try to win a championship.
Well, you know, we've got a couple more minutes here, so I want to shift gears. Great news, great job on the NASCAR news, and we appreciate you giving us updates. But what was it like? It was so cold, so almost rainy. I don't know what kind. You got everything but snow up there at Talladega last weekend for the Ice Bowl. And explain what the Ice Bowl is for folks that just don't know, because it's one of those classic races that happens every year.
Well, yeah, it's a dirt late model event, much like the Snowball Derby here on the Gulf Coast. It's a winter race that has racing from every division. So you've got your bombers, and you've got your super stocks, and your crate late models, and your super late models. Difference being, it is on dirt. And you know, as for the weather, this is a race that's been, you know, it's been the Ice Bowl, it's been the Snow Bowl, it's been the Rain Bowl. You know, you had a little bit of everything last Sunday at Talladega Short Track.
What was your favorite part about it? I mean, obviously you're a race fan, so you love eating dirt like I do in turn one and two. And again, you look at that, was it 81, 82-year-old Red Farmer still doing it? And I had an interview from some audio from one of the news networks that covered part of it. And he said, you know, I'm having a blast. I shouldn't be out here, but I'm going to go hunting. I'm going to go fishing. I'm still racing. So
right,
you got to love old Red.
Yeah, you know, that, I think it's such a cool angle to talk about because, you really put it in perspective when you say Red Farmer made his debut in what is now the Sprint Cup Series in 1953.
Man.
And here it is, 2014, and you know the cocky old veteran is still out there turning laps and having a lot of fun doing it. And you know, he's still a competitor. He's out there trying to get top fives. I don't think he envisions himself as a perennial contender anymore, but he's having fun.
Yep.
And to me, that's racing.
That's absolutely right. Well, Matt, as always, I appreciate you being a big part of the show. And this year, we're going to use up your phone miles for sure.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Ken.
Hey, how can we keep track of you when you're out and about in all the stories that you do?
Yeah, the best way to keep a hold of me is on the Twitter account. That's at MattWeaverSBN. All of my stories, NASCAR, IndyCar, Short Track, you can find all of them there. Like you, I'm also on Facebook. Same account, it's facebook.com/MattWeaverSBN.
All right, there you go, Matt. We appreciate you checking in this morning. Have a great day, my friend.
Have a good day, Kane.
All right, there you go. And again, he's going to be one of the hardest working guys again out there this year. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. But hey, we can't take anything away from Tommy Prater because Tommy has been busy again with the ARCA Mobile 200. There's a brand new website and tickets are available. He's next to tell us all about it. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunnyside Raceway, Mobile Regional Airport, and Bayside Insurance for all being part of the show. And the circus is coming back to town. If you haven't heard, it's the ARCA Mobile 200. And Tommy Prater is the, I guess you'd be the ringleader.
Hey, that's a good description. Cardi Barker, I'll take all of those.
We'll get you the hat and the red coat. You look awesome. Hey, Tommy, Happy New Year. You know, big news this week. Tell us a little bit about the new website and ticket sales for the biggest race that's going to come this year at Mobile.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Kane, to you and all of you listeners out there. It's been an unusual and fantastic off-season for the ARCA Mobile 200. A lot has happened. A lot of corporate sponsorship has come to the race this year. We have a lot of exciting announcements to make between now and the race. We opened up the new year with a bang with a brand-new website,
yes.
ArcaMobile200.com. Fans can buy tickets online from the site. This week we'll be putting up photo galleries from this year already and last year. So there's just a lot going on with the race, and I'm happy to be the ringleader of this three-ring circus.
And that's it. And you know, it all starts now. Obviously, I know there'll be teams that'll start, and who knows, I'm sure it's a little early now, but there'll be some teams that'll come in and do some private testing, obviously, before the big event. But they'll have the ARCA Mobile Test Day coming up March 15th, and that's the Saturday after the open practice for the local guys.
Right. I mean, the local guys get to on track first on March the 8th. Then the ARCA drivers get to come down for a full day of testing on the 15th. And really, that's going to start a race week for us here in Mobile, and more teams are staying the week with us and enjoying everything that Mobile and the Gulf Coast has to offer.
You know, that's what I heard when I talked to the teams last year. They were so glad to be back. They love the hospitality of the South, the track. They love the racing on the track. And you know, we've had some luck with some of the local guys, but there's some new talent out there. And there's this guy named Moose that's tearing it up too, man.
You know, I think the coolest thing for us as we traveled around the country last year with the series, every venue we went to, some driver or some team member would come up to us and say, man, we can't wait to go back to Mobile.
Wow.
And each promoter would come to us and say, man, all we hear about is how great Mobile is. You got to tell us, you know, what you're doing down there. And really, what happens here is what happens every day in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah.
And that's, we got great people that enjoy having visitors and enjoy welcoming them to our great area. And that's what makes Mobile's race so special. It's not anything we do. It's something that happens 365 days out of the year.
Since the very first race 3 years ago, did you think it would become what it has become in such a short amount of time, and including your brainchild of one of the coolest trophies there are?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everything that's happening with this race is happening 2, 3, 4 years ahead of the schedule that we thought it would.
Wow.
We've got some really cool things we're going to talk about between now and March 22nd as the race gets closer and as you time out all the announcements. The fans are going to be shocked as to who's going to sing the national anthem this year.
Wow. Is it you?
No, that would be shocking. but I can give you a little hint. Yeah. It involves a national TV show that she'll be on next week. So just a little bit of hint as to who's coming to sing the national anthem this year. And just things like that. And everyday corporate America and people from all over the country are calling Mobile saying, hey, we want to be a part of this deal. You know, this is getting to be big. And last year we had fans from 22 states and three provinces of Canada come and race with us last year. And we hope that map keeps getting bigger and bigger. But the way the community, the way the racers have embraced this event is absolutely incredible. As you well know, Kane, the what we make the local guys do on Friday afternoon of getting their cars in and getting out, that's not the best way for those guys to race. That's not what they're used to racing, but they all did it gladly. And I didn't hear the first complaint last year. Everybody had a great time, and it gave those guys an opportunity to showcase their talent in maybe one of the biggest crowds that we'll have all year long.
Oh yeah, it's packed on Friday, and of course on the race event day itself. And it is always a lot of fun. And I know, being one of those bomber drivers that got to run and will do it again this year, there's a lot of pride to be able to put your car out there and be able to be on in with the big show, as they call it. You know.
Well, I mean, you know, the president, the president of the ARCA series comes over, talks to the drivers pre-race. The ARCA drivers are in there. There's a great story about this year's bomber champion, how he was having problems with his car at bomber practice, and the next thing he knew, Frank Kimmel was over there helping him work on his car. You know, it's just a fabulous story. It's a great time for everybody. And the way the community, the racers, everybody has embraced this event is really what makes it special.
Well, it's the ArcaMobile200.com. Tell us about tickets and about camping again. I imagine you're going to have that. And, of course, one of the most popular seats. I loved being in the pits.
Well, first off, and I'm glad you mentioned camping, we are almost sold out of camping.
Wow, already?
So if you think you want a camping spot, you need to be on the phone with our ticket office at 343-2929 because camping is almost sold out. This way ahead of schedule for us. You know, normally that doesn't happen until mid to late February, and we've got the races pushed back some, and camping's already close to being sold out. Not just the inside. The outside, too. I'm talking about all of our camping is just about sold out, which is absolutely fabulous for us. But, you know, the ticket, I think the biggest thing that we've done with tickets this year, Kane, but folks are going to get used to seeing what they've seen before.
Yeah.
But this year we've instituted a program, and we call it Send a Soldier. Mm-hmm. And the fans get an opportunity to buy a ticket for one of our troops here on the Gulf Coast.
Wow.
And for every ticket they buy, excuse me, we're going to match that. So when you put out $20 for a soldier ticket, we're going to get another soldier's ticket to the program.
That is so awesome.
So two tickets. The USO is distributing those tickets for us. And so I think we had a fan yesterday buy 10 send a soldier tickets, which is going to send 20 soldiers to the race. That's the biggest thing we have going on in tickets right now.
That is awesome. Yeah, and again, it's right there at ArcaMobile200.com, and I like the countdown. As of today, 70 days until the race. You got to love that.
Well, you know, there's parts about that countdown that I like, and there are parts about that countdown that keep me up at night.
I wouldn't doubt that. Well, Tommy, I know it's going to be a lot of fun again this year. It's going to be a great show, and there's so much building up. So we'll look forward to having you back on closer to the event, obviously. But we appreciate you being a part of our show. And, again, you've got a great show on another station in town. You've done a great job with your racing as well. And the way you've teamed up with ARC and been with it for so many years, you're a big part of what's bringing this race back. And just want to let you know from this side of the dial, man, we appreciate what you do, bro.
Well, thank you for having us, and you know, this thing is a huge team effort, and there's a lot of people and a lot of moving parts that make this deal happen, and we're really happy that it's all going to happen one more time here at Mobile International Speedway.
All right, there you go. That's Tommy Prater, and again, he's going to be also one of the busiest guys you're going to see or maybe not see over at Mobile International Speedway. Again, go to ArcaMobile200.com, and that Send a Soldier is such a great idea. $20 ticket there, and you click on there, and for every one ticket you get, well, the guys from ARCA and the ArcaMobile 200 are going to kick in so we can get as many soldiers as we can. I tell you what, it's going to be one of the safest races, right? Hey, coming up, still so much to handle. Joe McCarnell is going to talk to us, and our friend Jay Wells has got some news about some pretty cool stuff with the vintage cars and maybe that Southeastern Crate Series I keep hearing about. Hang on. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, brought to you by Bayside Insurance on Airport Boulevard and also Spanish Port Boulevard, Mobile Regional Airport, now with new daily nonstop flights to Chicago through United, Sunny South Raceway. Today, they have got the Bandolero School and Five Flags and Mobile International Speedway. Hang on. We'll be back. Welcome back. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you again to Mobile International Speedway, Mobile Regional Airport, Five Flags Speedway, Bayside Insurance, and of course, Sunny South Raceway. Now, we do have some of the rain in the area, but so far, so good. And it's school time, and we've got Professor McCardle on the air with us. How about it? Joe, good morning, man.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm always trying to top that way I introduce you every show. I hope you notice that.
I hear you.
Hey, Joe, this is a big day today. You've got it. We talked about it last weekend. Driving school, the only real place along the Gulf Coast that you can learn to drive a real race car, and we're doing it today.
We're doing it today. We're not going to let the rain stop us.
No.
And we're going for it. And, yes, today is the day for the Bandoleros.
Explain a little bit about, because, you know, we've talked about on the show how many beginner classes. You've got Stingers for the big cars. You've got the Junior Champs and also, of course, our Mighty Mites, which are the cage go-karts for kids who are as small as 4 and 5 years old in these cars. And now also, this is the step up from the go-karts in that class, I would say. The Bandoleros are a special breed in their own selves.
Right. We're basically looking at a Bandolero, a full-fledged roll cage chassis car.
Mm-hmm.
Go-kart front end, if you want to call it that. But on the back, we have shocks and springs, mm-hmm. adjustable shocks, live axle, chain driven. We have a two-cylinder Briggs & Stratton Vanguard engine hooked up to a dry clutch, putting out 30 horses.
Man.
And this baby will get up and fly too.
Yeah, it will. And this is not the only school that you guys have, because you've also...
No, sir. Right. We're starting off with the Bandoleros. Like I said, we have 4 drivers signed up. A week from today, we have, on the 11th, we have the Legend School.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's followed by the Pro Challenge School.
Wow.
And Sunny South Raceway has a school car. Yeah. We offer... You know, we will supply everything. You bring us the driver.
Yeah, and that's the best part. You even said this last week, from the helmet to all the safety gear,
right.
to the driver's suit, you got it all covered. So all they need to do is just bring a smile and the ability to go fast and turn left, right?
Yeah, right. We all know what it costs to buy a racing suit, a racing outfit. Mm-hmm. And some people are just not race material, but they have to try it.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is make it easy on the pocketbook, mom and dad or whomever.
Well, this would be a great gift certificate, too, for birthdays or anything like that. Because, again, if you've never raced, this is a great way to do it. It's a great facility. And I always call Sunny South Raceway our own private Bristol in our backyard. It's a fine facility. It's got some of the best food you're ever going to have, and the racing's always good and tight.
For sure.
I see a month from now you've got the first annual swap meet and open practice, and that's cool. That's Saturday, February 8th. Tell us a little bit about that.
February the 8th, Saturday morning, track will open at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to feed you hot chili for lunch.
Yeah.
We're going to sell you a vendor spot. That'd be the only money to exchange hands that day, because everything else is free.
Wow.
Sunday South will tote the bill, come down, all divisions, whomever. You got a race car, you want to seat the brakes, come on down, burn some
That's
rubber.
A good way to put it, isn't it?
Yeah, make some noise. Come spend a day with us at Sunny South.
Well, I see that the Bombers were on that list, so any news on them maybe running this season? I know you're still working on the schedule.
Still working on the schedule. Hope to come out within the next week. Got a rough copy down.
Oh, good.
Just to show you some of the, I don't want to call them setbacks, but surprises.
Yeah.
AMR, American Medical Response, the ambulance people who served Sunny South
yes.
for the last 3 years, December 31st, they went belly up.
Oh, wow.
They shut the doors. Well, guess who got the news yesterday?
Yeah, you guys. Wow.
Right. So we're dealing and trying to find an ambulance company now. At the same time, if there's anybody out there that's interested in moving the poles, the light poles inside the track, come see us. We're having a little problem there.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, it's all fun and games, but when it gets down to it, we need help.
Yeah, and that's it. And it's not hard to find. You can go on to sunnysouthraceway.org, look up Sunny South Raceway on Facebook, and that's really the best way to keep up because, you know, God forbid if the rains do cancel today, that's where you need to go first. But, again, school's open, definitely going to happen. I can see it clearing already here from the windows in the studio.
Right.
But, you know, you do mention, for people who might not know, you know, you are building another racetrack there. That's
yes,
why
sir.
You're moving the poles.
That's why we're moving the poles to the outside of the track. We will have a bonafide dirt track on the inside. And one other thing we're doing different this year is we're taking a driver's profile sheet and having you fill it out. We want the home numbers. We want the email addresses. So when there is a cancellation or a change, we'll email you, man. Some people does not look, you know what I'm saying, at the website.
Yeah, and that's the best way to really do it. Even on your smartphones, you can do that.
Well, I know
that you have also got so much more coming up with the schools and, again, everything else like that. How are you guys going to balance the time? Because, obviously, with the schedule and the dirt, I mean, you guys have got to build a track. That's going to be a major thing. Who's helping you with this dirt track? I mean, how are you guys putting this all together? I'm just kind of curious. I'm being nosy.
Well, I haven't got no names to put out right now. But
gotcha.
I will say this. The dirt track will be run on Saturday nights.
So regular nights for sure. And that's and then the Saturday nights go-karts and anything else you want to throw out there, huh?
Right. And we will start early in the afternoon with the Saturday show.
Oh, that's good. So it won't be an all night. Well, you know, it's racing. It's still probably, it could be an all night thing, but that's part of the fun of the racetrack, right?
And speaking of that, look for another change up in the way we do Friday night schedule.
Really? I'm intrigued.
Well, we're trying to get away from the 11:30, 12 o'clock, 12:30 thing.
Right.
I mean, as much as I love racing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, after working all day Friday, 1 o'clock in the morning, crawling to bed, gets a little old, but hey, given the choice, I'll do it.
That is so true.
Some people can't and won't.
And that's true. And if you can change that time up a little bit, maybe make that race time a little earlier, that might work.
That's what we're after.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you as always coming on board the show. Again, it's going to be great with the school today. Again, what's the phone number at the track, just in case people want to call and say, hey, we still want to come on out?
Well, I'm just going to put the cell number out there.
There you go.
379-6548.
And call 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock. Joe doesn't mind.
No. It's all fun and games.
Yeah, that's right. Joe, we appreciate you being a part of the show again, and we'll look forward to great news about the school this weekend.
All right, Kane and Sunny South, thank you, man.
Absolutely. Again, Joe McArdle is going to be the teacher today in Bandolero School. That's really cool. These things fly, too. These are kids anywhere from 8 years old to about 13 or so, and some of those 13-year-olds go straight into the Legend cars, even some of the Pro Challenge cars and trucks after they get out of these cars. So it's really a great stepping stone. And you look at names of drivers that have raced at Sunny South Raceway, from Thomas Prater, now running in the ARCA Series, to Cale Gale, who's just run the trucks and has some pretty big news coming up here this season. And then, of course, the guy who won the ARCA Mobile 200 just last year, our buddy Grant Enfinger. So lots of people have come from this track, and that's where we won our first championship last year as a bomber driver. And if they come back, which it looks like they are, we're going to do it again. And you bomber drivers need to come out there and play, because you will love it. Still to come, so much more. Hang on, including some great audio from Tony Stewart talking about how glad he is back to be back at Daytona. Hang on, more to come on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and later today, podcast at usfdracing.org. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you to all the sponsors, Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, also, of course, our friends at Sunny South Raceway, Mobile Regional Airport, and Bayside Insurance. And one of the guys that you've got recognized and voice on the show from last year, Deep South Speedway, is taking what he's doing as a racer, as a team owner, and now as a promoter, and just really is covering the Gulf Coast for opportunities for race car drivers and fans to go see some great racing. Got Jay Wells back on the show. It's probably one of the best set of classic rock pipes I've ever heard.
ACDC, Rock.
That's right. Rock on.
There you go.
Hey, man. Hey, good morning. First of all, you know, I just mentioned Sunny South Raceway. Let's dive into the Southern Vintage Series. Excited about what you're doing as a car owner, and it also is helping promote these guys. You got a couple of dates at Sunny South.
We did, actually, and you helped us get a foot in the door there, and we sure appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be there we are going to be there twice, and I knew what the dates were until you asked me. I got it. There we go. The first one, I believe, is May 24th, mm-hmm. and then we are going back to Sunny South Raceway, and I'm going to be, well, I guess we can go ahead and say it'll be June the 20th. It'll be the second date, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
So May the 24th and June the 20th, and I guess we're just going to go ahead and stick a guy who's got a little bit of an experience there behind the wheel, and that would be you.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. And, you know, and we were talking off the air, and, you know, I love Sunny South Raceway. They're still tinkering with the ideas about bringing the Bombers back. I hope they do, because every time I'll be over there. That is such a fun track to race. And the cars, now, obviously, the Bombers a little bit different than what you guys are bringing. You guys are promising at least 10 cars, probably be a lot more. But what will we see with these Southern Vintage style of cars, and exactly what are they, again, for folks who don't know?
Yeah, they're basically, they're a purpose-built race car. They're on a metric chassis, and mine right now in this configuration is a 34 Ford three-window coupe body.
That's awesome.
Open wheel, V8 powered. I mean, they're, you know, they're like, well, people like to refer to them as Legends cars, especially the, or compare them to that, especially Sunny South fans, because they know what those are. But they're big, mean, ugly Legends cars, you know, with V8s in them. So,
what size tires are you guys running?
We're going to be running the H500s this year, which is the same thing the Neesmith Street Stock cars run.
Ah.
And these are open wheel cars like modifieds. We don't have fenders on them. So don't hit nothing with it.
Yeah, well, you might not want me in a car then. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we got Nerf
bars. You also talked about another driver maybe throwing in the seat there too.
Yeah, well, actually, I've got several. I mean, I'll tell you what we're looking at. March is going to be the opening date for the season, and that's going to be at St. Tammany Raceway in Slidell. We're kind of bouncing back and forth right now between the 15th and, I believe, the 29th of March. But
well,
it will
a great
be
story.
In March.
A great story about the 15th you have to share.
Well, it's you know, that's one of them. That's kind of early in the season. Yeah. Not everybody's ready yet. There's a multitude of reasons we can't do that, and one of them is, you know, of course, our scheduler and apparently my arch nemesis, the mild child, Ricky.
The mild child. Wow.
Yeah, the mild child. it's actually his wife's birthday, so happy birthday, Janet. And apparently, you're going to go have a great time at the Jason Aldean concert. And I'm actually happy because it gives me two more weeks to get this car ready because I'm still looking at it in my backyard with no motor in it yet.
So, oh, man, yeah. And time is ticking. I understand.
Exactly. So maybe the 29th looks good as a date there. And one of the biggest announcements, one of the things that makes me the happiest is that at that date, not only will it be the first race for Line 4 Racing, but I'll be putting Steven Gustav in the car as the driver.
Huge.
Steven was involved in what he likes to refer to as a minor incident in the
modified.
Wow. But it's been 5 months, man, and he's finally, his doctor has released him. He's back at work. He's, you know, he's got good grip strength in his hand, and he's chomping at the bit to get back in a race car. And I'm glad I could offer him that opportunity, and I'm honored that he accepted it.
Well, and you're doing something different that I haven't seen a driver do along the Gulf Coast, or an owner, I should say, since I've been down here racing, is you have got a multitude of drivers and some pretty big names, some folks we can't announce yet, but everyone would know, you know.
Yeah, a couple of them, yeah. What I want to do is, you know, I want to give everybody an opportunity to come out, have some fun. I mean, you know, these guys are some old friends, some new friends, and, you know, really good drivers, a couple of young guys who've got a lot of ability and potential. And, you know, I want to bring them in and let them hang out with some of these older guys and see if they can learn a few dirty tricks. I mean, driving techniques.
You mean how to get through the dirt quicker. That's what you meant to say.
Yeah, that's what I meant, because it's a dirt track. So that just kind of, you know, that got in there. You know, when that wouldn't be a Freudian slip, just a slip. So that might be like a Unix slip, I guess you could call it. But, I mean, we're going to have fun. Rick Crawford's committed to drive one. He's going to run probably the June date at Five Flags.
Yeah.
I have Oki Mason, who just recently this year, as you know, won the Snowball Derby, his portion of the Snowball Derby. So I would definitely be nuts if I didn't put him in there for the other Five Flags date that we have, which is August 22nd.
Awesome.
Kind of stacking the deck at Five Flags. I mean, Rick Crawford.
Hey, whatever it takes, because you're going for that championship trophy as the owner.
Yeah, that's it. We've established, well, they've established, I say we because I'm a member now, but, established an owner's championship trophy for this year. So guys like me that, you know, can't get in the car anymore, don't want to get in the car, want to do something like this, you know, can pick one of these cars up for, I mean, $5,000.
Yeah,
you can have
race
a turnkey race car.
Yeah.
And, you know, you throw an extra $10 in the pot so we can buy a trophy. And the points go to the driver in the association. But the owner's championship that we've established, the points will stay with the car.
Yeah.
So you can have, I think I have like 10, well, now 11 guys, because I just got another one last night, interestingly enough. But and you can do that. And, of course, none of them will have an opportunity to win a driver's championship, but you can win an owner's championship with your team.
And, you know, you're also involved, got your hands in so much other things, Southeastern Crate Series. You guys have just announced the schedule. This is big. You guys are trying to bring back a class of cars that just seem like they've faded away and not come out of the garage in a while.
Yeah, what's happened is that a lot of the tracks, and as I say, rightly so, you know, they tried to make their rules proprietary to their racetracks to try to keep their car counts up on a weekly basis, but over several years now, what we've seen is that has not worked, and the car counts have just dwindled to where it's not an exciting show anymore. So Monty Skinner had this idea. He and I talked. We joined forces on this thing, and it looks like we're having somewhere 15, 18, 20 crate late model cars come out, and we're running primarily three tracks, the Northwest Speedway in Baker, Northwest Florida Speedway in Baker, sorry, Scott. Also, we'll be there with the vintage cars, too. I'm trying to keep this all separated out now. We're also running Southern Raceway in Milton, and Flemington has given us a bunch of dates up there. So thanks to the McCalls, Scott Sessions, and the Hoovers for having faith in the Crate Series and bringing late model racing back in a big way.
So do you have the J. Wells helicopter to transport you to all these tracks that you have to be at every other weekend?
Dude, I'm telling you, man, I'm going to have to build one. I mean, because that's what it's going to take. You know, I laid out all the schedules now, and there's actually only two conflicting dates in it, so I'm going to have to figure out something for that. But I think, you know, we'll manage to be at both races, or the vintage car will probably just go with a crew, and you know, and I of course have to be with the Crate Series.
Sure.
But there are a couple of shows where the two of us are together. April the 12th in Flemington, the SVRA will be there, and the Crate Series will. I'm sorry, those are the conflicting dates. I'm looking at it wrong. Sorry,
you know. It's all right.
April the 12th and August the 22nd are the two that are that conflict. But there's two. Somewhere on here. Anyway, there's a couple where the two series are together, so that'll be easy to do. And the rest of the year, it actually worked out really well. We're, you know, like I said, only two weekends. I'm going to have to cut myself in half if I want to be a poker.
Yeah, no kidding, you think?
Yeah, not a problem. There's plenty of me now. I've added a little bit extra to myself over the last couple of years, so I could send 125 pounds one way.
A
couple hundred pounds the other way, not a problem. So,
well, it'd be right. The best way to get a hold of you and everything you're doing really is on Facebook. Go to J.D. Wells, J, then the D, and then Wells, and it brings your information up and all the tracks and all the racing and everything you're a big part of. So, and again, we appreciate you coming on the show and, again, just sharing all this knowledge. There's going to be so much racing in the next month and a half or so, and we are so ready.
It's going to be crazy, man, and I appreciate you having me on the show to talk about the Southern Vintage Racing Association and the Southeastern Crate Series. And yeah, 2014 is going to be really, really big. So everybody come on aboard. We're going to go have some fun racing again.
There you go. That's Jay Wells. And again, we appreciate him checking in. It's going to be busy again. Lots of good racing coming up. Thank you to Tom Prater. Also, you had Matt Weaver on talking a little bit about NASCAR and that Ice Bowl at Talladega. Joe McArdle. Again, so far, weather looks good. We are going to be having the practice session today and the school for the Bandoleros. And I promised you some audio. And before we go and leave the show, it's Tony Stewart. He said he was really more confident than ever about being back in the car. And he's so excited to be back at Daytona. I just wanted to share some pretty cool audio from this week. From him.
We're still on schedule to be clear the day before the shootout, so you know, we'll be down here for 2 days hanging out and watching our teams run. The great thing is our fans don't stop just because we stopped racing, so you know, it was cool to see through the winter. And you know, we had an appearance last night in Jacksonville and had a lot of fans there, so it was exciting to see how excited they were of our progress. And you know, it it's like little victories, like getting off the crutches and walking on our own again. I mean, that's something the fans picked up on, and that was like a victory to them. So, you know, it's been pretty cool. It's not just been a personal thing every day when I get up. It's knowing that everybody's following what we're doing. And, you know, when we have these little personal victories of accomplishments of getting healed back up, it's much broader than just what's going on with me. It's affecting a lot more people. I'm a pretty good barometer right now. It seems like if the rain comes or snow or cold comes, I know it right before it changes. But, you know, I feel pretty good. I mean, I still have a little ways to go, but, you know, we got 4 weeks to get ready the rest of the way. And, you know, it's even when we get here in February, it's not going to be 100%. So, you know, physically, I'm not going to feel 100%, but I'll be able to do my job 100%. So that's the main thing. I don't mind it taking a little longer for the physical side to heal, as long as I can drive a race car like I need to when I get back. Luckily, this is a smooth racetrack. It's not rough and bumpy. If it were Dover, I would be a lot more concerned. But you know, the hard part with here is you're just with your throttle, with your right leg, you're on the gas so long. So that's the only thing we're worried about right now, just because we just don't know until we get in the car and actually run, and we're not going to know that till the day before. So, you know, we'll get a little bit of time in there, but we'll know a little better after our practice is over. February here is high on that bucket list. It's, you know, we haven't won here yet. So, you know, as far as we've won here, just not on the right day. So, the second Sunday would be nice. That's all that's on the bucket list right now.
That's a great interview from Tony Stewart. And again, Rusty Wallace was also excited to be back and ready to race, but they had some showers, kind of slowed him down. But he's still pumped to be testing with Brad Keselowski.
Big day for me to get on a racetrack. So if it doesn't happen today, I guess we can try again tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Well, for me, I guess the big question is, I've had a lot of people ask, why are you here? Why you're doing this? What's the deal with you testing? And it really stemmed from a conversation in Homestead. When I came by to see the two car, and I came by to see other cars, and the 48 and the two were parked side by side, I talked to the two car guys, and they said, we should get back in a car every now and then and do some testing with this. And I said, well, we'll see about it. And I really kind of thought they were joking around. And when I heard about it, Ron Malik and this 48 guys were kind of egging them on and said, hey, Rusty, you ought to do that. Well, about 2 weeks later, I get a text from Brad, and he said, hey, I'd be all for that. I'd be okay with that. Why don't you try it? And so then I called, talked to Roger, and Penske was real excited about it, and talked to NASCAR. They were all for it. And so we thought, if there's ever a track that's going to be the right place to do it at, it'd be here in Daytona, because Daytona, there's so much grip out there, and the track is so smooth. And many people use alternate drivers to testing down here in Daytona. And the proper thing about this place is that it being so smooth, and a driver needs to go out and hold a real pretty wheel, I call it, and give good feedback. And if this was Charlotte or this was Michigan or something like that, I'd have probably declined, because I would much rather do it here, because I think I can be more useful here and affect the team in a positive way and not in a negative way. So I would have needed more reps to get up to speed anywhere else. But here, I think I can go right out and get it done. I know there's probably people thinking, man, why would he do that? And maybe would that hurt the chances of the two car winning the Daytona 500 with Rusty being in a car and stealing some time? I don't feel like that's the case. Brad doesn't feel like that's the case. Neither does Roger. And I think it's going to be a chance for me to get back in. Many drivers and people have asked me to do it. And when Brad was endorsed it and was okay with it, I'm excited about it. This is a real fun day for me. I honestly think it's going to help my television stuff, you know, being more active in the car and being more relevant when it comes to that. I walk the garages a lot, as everybody knows. I've talked to a lot of the crew guys, and to actually get in the car and drive it, the new Gen 6 car with the new updates, is something I'm real proud to do. I just wish the rain had stopped so I can get out there and get it done. Now, obviously, I got to be impartial. But that two car is always special to me. It always is. And I like walking through the garage area. And when I go to the two car, I feel, even though I'm not supposed to be partial, I feel like I'm more at home hanging over there. And I can always get free coffee, and nobody stares at me, and it's always easy. And I can and the crew guys always spark up a good conversation. And some of those guys on his team, on Brad's team, work for me in my Nationwide car over at Rusty Wallace Inc. So it's good to see him over there working also.
There you go, Rusty Wallace. So it feels more like home, he says, being in that number two. That'll do it for today's show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you again to Jay Wells for being part of the show. Tommy Prater, again, that website, arcamobile200.com. Matt Weaver, check him out at sbnation.com. And, of course, Joe McArdle, they've got the school going on today at Sunny South Raceway. Check them out at sunnysouthraceway.org. You still have time to take the kids out there and give them the ride of their life in a Bandolero today. So be blessed and listen to the show later at usfdracing.org.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com, and we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.